want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is hot sauces. We once went to a food show in San Francisco where all manner of products were displayed and sampled by potential retail buyers from across the land. It was like a car show, but for hot sauce aficionados. Having been there and seen it for myself, I can state that there are now officially too many hot sauces available in America today. And that doesn't stop the inventive chili heads. They are really called that, from making more and making even hotter ones. I envision homeowners across this great land facing a tough question. Do I need another refrigerator to hold our hot sauces? You might wonder, how widely could they vary? Well, they fall into types, and the best advice I can give you is to try to sample as many hot sauces as you can, and only buy the ones you are absolutely in love with, or you won't have room for anything else in your refrigerator shelves. After all, where would you put the different types of olives, the mustards, ketchups, salsas, mayos, pickles, the condiment sauces that are not hot sauces but steak sauces, those cute little cocktail onions for those occasional martinis? Oh, the jellies, jams, chutneys, and marmalades would be pinched too, so you've got to be disciplined. I hate that when it comes to food varieties. Understanding chilies is a vast subject, like understanding wine. And for many, it is just as much fun. When I was a young man, I'd not even had so much as a jalapeno. But the world of food I entered was in the midst of galvanizing changes, and chilies were part of the waves we rode. I studied chilies like a pugilist would study the sweet science of boxing. I wanted to play with that fire and know what to expect. There were a few books that taught me a great deal. Peppers, by an artist-writer chilihead out of Texas named Gene Andrews, was a brouhaha of chilies. I landed on that book in the late 80s and pored over the text and her lavish illustrations, learning a great deal about capsicums as they are botanically known. When Columbus arrived, he erroneously lumped capsicums, i.e. chilies, in with the bell type of peppers he had known in Europe. Had he been fed a mouthful of habaneros, he would have known better, and he might have been the first to utter the F-word in the New World. Here are three basic types of sauces. Louisiana-style, thin, vinegary, and potent. The two vying for most popular are Tabasco and Cristal. We favor Frank's in our fridge within this genre. Caribbean style, the habanero and Scotch bonnet chilies drive the missiles usually found in these. Don't leave the baby alone with this rogue gallery. Matuks and Busha Brown epitomize this group, but every day I see more. Mexican style, they vary widely due to the broad enjoyment and deep understanding of chilies in general in the Mexican food culture. Move from chili to chili. The range is pretty phenomenal here. Nuance matters more here than the other two, I'd say. Valentina is a popular brand. My advice, pick one of each type, and when you run out of one of the types, and only then, try a new type. Otherwise, you may end up like us, with two refrigerators. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.